interrupt our regular program for this special event.
All systems are go at this time.
It's time for the kickoff.
30 seconds.
Okay, listen up.
Get ready for the ride of your life.
Live and local from the 237 Roof Studios in Upper Lafayette.
This is Acadiana's number one sports station.
Number one.
We are number one.
1037 The Game.
KLWB. Karen Crow Lafayette.
Let's get down to it.
And this is Bumper to Bumper Sports with Ben Love on 1037 The Game.
And live online at 1037thegame.com.
Is that who I think it is?
The wild, the weird, and the wonderful.
Hell yeah.
And now let's get started.
Happy Hump Day to you. And it is a Hump Day, June 19th. Hold That Tiger edition of Bumper to Bumper Sports starting live on 1037 The Game. It won't be all LSU recruiting, but holy hell. Are the recruits coming in the boat? LSU football, LSU basketball as well. More on that momentarily. How are you this afternoon? Ben Love alongside the famous Clint D. For the next 2 hours, we got you from inside the 237 Roof Studios presented by Lafayette Roofing. We'll talk a lot about recruiting, a little bit about golf, and some matters of local importance as far as golf is concerned. But we have to lead off. When Zion Williamson speaks, we are all ears. Want you to hear from a young man who I don't think it's going to take very long. He'll be a New Orleans Pelican tomorrow evening with the 2019 NBA draft. I also know it's not going to take very long for New Orleans and local businesses to begin capitalizing on Zion coming to the Big Easy. But earlier today, the presumptive first overall pick, freshman phenom out of Duke, met with the media prior to the NBA draft, and he had a lot to say. We're going to run that your way right now. First off, his NBA role models, those that he looked up to, maybe those that formed his game.
I mean, gosh, I'm not going to view him as a role model when I get there, but people have respect for LeBron. Since day one, he had the highest expectations, and he's exceeded all of them on and off the court. Russell Westbrook, I love the tenacity he brings, and Kawhi Leonard, because he don't say much, he just handles his business and just goes on about his day, and I respect that so much.
And I think that says a lot about who Zion is. Doesn't say a ton, handles his business. If he's upset or he's mad, you'll know it in the way that he plays. Again, more from Zion Williamson right out of the gate with B2BS today. He has no problem at all being the face of the Pelicans franchise.
Gosh, who said that? I'd be the face. I think I'd be ready because I just love this game and I'm a competitor. Whatever I'm doing, I want to win. I think the same for the players that are already there.
So doesn't mind being the face of the franchise as far as going number one overall. Yeah, he expects it.
I never saw myself as even being a top three, top four pick. And for people to think that I can go one, it means a lot to me. Showing that my hard work is paying off, but I just want to get drafted, period.
He may not have expected it back then when he started, but I think the writing certainly was on the wall. He was asked as well, Zion Williamson, about the Lakers trade and everything that might just be reshuffling the deck where he's coming to New Orleans. His thoughts.
Lonzo, I think he's a great PG, very old school, and I respect that about him. And Brandon Ingram, I think he's a bucket getter. Like, I think he can give you 25, 30 a night, like, in the right situation.
Duke has to love Duke, so a little credit given there to Brandon Ingram. A few more from Zion Williamson, and then I'm going to let you hear from Coach K. I found this interesting as well. I think you will too. But Zion says, and this you have to like, his mom was his best coach.
I stand by this till this day. She was the hardest coach I ever had. Don't let that mom word, like, fool y'all. Like, we'd be in the car riding back home after my middle school games. My stepdad would be like, yeah, that was a great game. Like, my mom would be like, what? Good game. You missed the pass there. You didn't shoot it there. Her being my biggest critic was the best thing for me, actually.
I love that. Gut check moments on the car ride home from mom. And that soundbite plays right into this one. He likes staying grounded. That's really, from what it appears, the only way he knows.
There were times when this wasn't here. There were no interviews. There were no fans. Gym was empty. Actually, it wasn't even a gym. It was an outdoor court with me and my stepdad. I just think back to those times when it was just me, my stepdad.
There were rumblings that Zion's first meal, when he touched down in New Orleans, not long ago was chicken. You heard me right. That would be sacrilege. First time to the Crescent City. He addressed that here. What was your first meal in NOLA?
The city was just very welcoming. Like, everywhere I went, it was just like walking on the street. It was just people, you know, high-fiving me, saying they hope I come here to go into God. I think the food place was called Commander's.
Yeah,
I've been seeing some of people saying I got like, chicken tenders. No, that was my five-year-old brother did this.
That's awesome. Went on to say he had shrimp at, you know, this place called Commander's. Some place called Commander's Palace. Dude might own Commander's Palace in a couple of years. All right, I want to get to Coach K next. And CD, I'm not sure if we have the full version or the abridged here, but I do know we have some sound. Coach K caught up with Mark Packer, and Packer asked on Sirius XM Radio if the Pels are getting kind of what is being billed with the number one overall pick. So again, here's Coach K on his star freshman.
Zion's incredibly unique, not just as a player, but as a young man. He's still only 18 years old. And as good of an athlete, and he's a top percentile athlete in the world, not just in the game of basketball. He's that level of young man. He gets it. I enjoyed every day with that kid. And he's improved. He's going to be a star in the league. And everyone talks about his jumping and his dunking, but he's very smart, and his lateral quickness is phenomenal. Not good. Phenomenal.
Top percentile athlete in the world, any sport, and phenomenal lateral movement. You give me putty that has phenomenal lateral movement, and I can teach it to defend, especially in the modern NBA. Now imagine Alvin Gentry's staff. So I continue to get even more and more heart, enthusiasm, optimism about what this pick can turn into. And for all the people calling the program saying it's going to mean just as much off the floor, you're right. But I need it to mean a hell of a lot on the floor. I need him to be a perennial all-star caliber player. Doesn't always have to be all NBA, but if he could be a perennial all-star by his second, third year in the league, then this pick that the Pels kind of stumbled into will be completely worth it. It's a pick they have to make. Now let's see exactly what he turns into. One other bit of Pels-related news that will affect tomorrow night's NBA draft, and this is pretty hot off the presses. About 20 minutes ago, in fact, exactly 20 minutes ago on Twitter, the, I guess, God's gift to basketball breaking news, Adrian Wojnarowski of the Mothership, tweeted out that Vandy's Darius Garland did have his workout as expected with the New York Knickerbockers today. But the Knicks remain locked in on R.J. Barrett at number 3. So some of that conversation we had yesterday, they still may. David Griffin, Trajan Langdon, wait to see what New York does at 3 before offloading and moving the 4th overall pick. But the idea that Barrett may slide to them is becoming less and less likely by the millisecond. Hey, when it's New York and it's James Dolan-run franchise, you always got to give them some rope so they can hang themselves. Doesn't seem like they will this time, and that would be a shame for the Pels. But for me personally, continues to push me even further toward the idea of trading the number 4 overall pick. All right, big lineup today. Only 2 hours, so we got to max it out, and we've got a real live baller on the program today. I'll tell you about it right now. Mike Scarborough, hey, he's a baller as well. He'll be with us in the next segment. Tigers have had 3 D-line commitments within 48 hours. 2 of them came earlier this morning. And so with the rush of "Hold That Tiger" tweets, we got to get the latest from Mike Scarborough, TigerBait.com. We'll hook up with Mike in about 4 minutes. I mentioned we've got a real live baller coming on the show today. You think LSU football's been on a heater? Well, their numbers are looking really good. How about quality on the LSU basketball side? Jalen Cook, Walker High School, commits to Will Wade and the Tiger basketball program last night. He will join us at 4:45. Let me tell you, this is one of the top multi-sport athletes in the state. He's a dynamite wide receiver. He's an incredible point guard, LSU basketball got a really good one last night. Jalen Cook joining B2BS at 4:45. And at 5:15, Danny Jones, there's been a shakeup. What you've known for years as the Web.com Tour is now the Corn Ferry Tour. And yes, that will affect, in a positive way, the Chittimacha, Louisiana Open. So national move, really an international move with local impact when it comes to professional golf. And we'll discuss it with Danny Jones of the Louisiana Open at 5:15. Big show today. Don't go anywhere. Bumper to Bumper Sports coming right back in on Acadiana Sports Station. 103.7 The Game and 103.7thegame.com.
One of them is famous in Cajun country. The other has a set of pipes that never quits. Seriously, we've tried before.
Cork. Now the tape.
Together, Ben and Clint bring you home on 103.7 The Game.
Minutes after 4 o'clock, right back in with more Bumper to Bumper Sports live on 103.7 The Game. Excited to catch up with our next guest, especially because of the rash of LSU football commitments. Let's get out to the Artco Equipment Hotline. He is the owner, publisher, and recruiting analyst extraordinaire at TigerBait.com, Mike Scarborough. Welcome back to the show. Mike, how are you today?
Hey, Ben, glad to be with you.
So busy times, right? And three D-line commits in 48 hours. I mean, give us the skinny here just collectively. Coach Joe, Dennis Johnson, got to be doing something right.
Yeah, poor Jalen Cook. He drops his commitment last night. He looks like he's got it all himself about 9 o'clock, and then here comes the two defensive linemen in about 12 or 14 hours. Kind of stole his thunder a little bit, but Will Wade was certainly excited to get him. But, yeah, this is an amazing haul of defensive linemen for Ed Orgeron. And I'm telling LSU fans, you know, I don't know what more you can expect from this LSU coaching staff. They're going head-to-head with Alabama and Clemson and all the big boys nationally. You're locking up the defensive linemen that you know you need big time in order to break through and possibly win that first game in November. And now you're looking at the numbers with 20 commits, and you start filling in the spots. And you're like, you know, the last couple of recruiting cycles, as signing day approach, you're wondering, you know, maybe they should hold back one or two. You know, if a guy's not good enough for that last spot, just hold on to it. Maybe you'll get a grad transfer. Now you're looking at this class, and you're thinking, if they had 30 scholarships, there's five guys over that they could use them for. Because you're at 20 right now. They need three more offensive linemen. The goal has been to get four. So that brings you to 23. Marco Domeo, who was one of the holdout Tigers two Sundays ago, is the defensive back. All right, that gets you 24. They need a running back, 25, a tight end, 26. They want another outside linebacker, that's 27. What am I missing? Oh, and Jacola Roy and Jacoby and Guillory, that's 29.
So there's going to be a numbers crunch. There's no question about it.
Oh, yeah, big time. So it's, you know, you start saying, well, who might fall off or who might not like the defensive line numbers or this and that. You know, Jacoby and Guillory coming in this weekend for his official visit, I think, is a big move. I thought Jacquel and Roy, I thought both of them would do something by the start of fall camp in August. So, but you really get the impression that Orgeron and the staff would really like to have their recruiting class done as soon as possible, because it's really odd when you look at the boards, particularly for 21, and it's as incredibly as they're doing in for 20. You see a goose egg for 21, which is odd. So, you know, camp starts tomorrow, and I'm like, when is the dam going to break? And all of a sudden, we're going to have a half a dozen commitments for the class of 21.
Talking shop on LSU football recruiting with our guy Mike Scarborough, TigerBait.com. Mike, I mentioned the name Dennis Johnson. I'm always curious and fascinated by how guys like that evolve. And it's not like he just started doing this, right? The guy went and got Caleb Vaughn Chase on. How do you get to where he has, I guess, already found levels of success in this short amount of time?
Well, look, I think he's got a not only is he catching a groove, you know, LSU winning the Fiesta Bowl, You've got excitement with the offense. You've got Bill Bush recruiting well. You've got Christian Locator helping him in the recruiting. There's a lot of these recruits on the defensive line that talk regularly with Christian Locator as well. Then you got the guys inside, Jeff Martin and Colin. And I mean, they really are doing an unbelievable job. You know, a month, 6 weeks ago, we were saying, boy, is it, you know, really like wondering because it's, you know, we're only the second year with an early signing period, and you're looking at all the official visits after this week, and they're getting right at around 30 that they've used. So you're like wondering, was this the right method to go, particularly with the recruiting nationally? You know, how many of these kids have actually been in Tiger Stadium for a football game? Is it better to bring them in the fall? But there's no arguing with the success that they're having right now, and I'm kind of wondering if you gave Ed Orgeron the option, if you could have another early signing period in August, if he wouldn't raise his hand and vote for it.
Not a bad idea. And you mentioned earlier LSU with the pretty ridiculous defensive line haul, Eric Taylor, Jalen Lee, the last two. I could say the same about wide receiver, but how are they going to populate those spots offensive line-wise?
The Patrick Jenkins kid that committed last week from John Eric, I mean, he was the head turner at the camp a couple of Saturdays ago. I mean, the entire day I'm filming him and taking photos and watching him. I'm like, this kid is incredible. And, of course, then by the end of the day, he got an offer and then he committed. So, you know, Ali Gay's a beast. You know, like I said, they want to get one more outside linebacker. But, you know, Jalen Lee can play inside or out, nose guard or defensive tackle. And I like the fact that these guys aren't necessarily already 310, 315 pounds. You know, they're under 300. You look at video of Taylor. Saw a lot of nice clips of him at Kentucky's camp last weekend. And you can see in his legs where he's not carrying really any bad weight, and he moves real well, can get low. So, you know, I to go in Alabama and take one that Alabama and Auburn have offered and Florida and Georgia and everybody else is recruiting, that's pretty stellar. And, you know, it's never over until he signs, and you kind of wonder, you know, what happens when Nick Saban really, you know, puts the full court press on if he chooses to go that direction. But, like I said, this is a phenomenal class. And, you know, look, you've had the receiving group, which is no class in the country has a better group of wide receiver commitments than LSU right now. Going into the year, you said they need linemen, offensive linemen, defensive linemen. The defensive linemen we knew were going to be there, but we didn't know that Jenkins was going to surface the way he did. You know, getting Ali Gay, you know, a kid that you watch his film when he signed with Washington out of high school, he's a totally different beast than he was then. Probably about 30 pounds of muscle heavier. He reminds me a lot of Isaiah Bugs. So it's an incredible year. And as someone who's covered LSU recruiting for a long time, I really think that this rivals you know, one of the best elite classes in the modern history of recruiting. You know, even in that same realm as that 2001 LSU class with Spears, Clayton, Whitworth, etc. Just need two or three more offensive linemen.
Well, let's finish there. Give us some of the most likely candidates.
Well, I think Marcus Dumervil, Martinez's teammate, I would put him in the probable category, but then it gets dicey from there. I don't see anything out of Cedric Van Pran, out of Warren Easton, that leads me to believe he's going to stay in state. So, you know, they had the kid from Catholic High that was at camp working at center on Saturday. I think they saw a lot of good things there that they would like to continue to watch him and see what develops there through the season, or maybe they pull the trigger sooner. I really want to see if he comes back out there for camp here in the next couple of two or three days. That'll make things interesting. But, you know, but I wonder if maybe the concern is when they've been talking about wanting four all year, but because the numbers are getting tight, are they wanting to maybe if they can get away with only three? And because I know Coach Craig, he was pushing to see if he could get five in this class a month or two ago.
Incredible.
So you're looking at the numbers, and man, it's a good problem to have. You know, and it's not like you're looking at LSU's commitment list and don't really sit there and look at the stars or the average star rankings of some of these kids. It's not like you can, as someone who's seen them, where I'm looking at that commitment list and saying, boy, you know, if you're going to do the ruthless Nick Saban thing, and which of these guys can you process? It's not like there's four or five scrubs there. I mean, these are all elite kids that they've got committed right now.
And maybe one of the best classes in the modern era. I love that you brought it back to 01. Since then, we can think about the FAM class, 2014. This is right up there amongst all of them. Pretty cool times we're living in, Mike.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, when you're going into a season where you're talking about LSU having expectations of 10-2 or 11-1 and 36 or 38% chance of being a playoff team, and then you've got a recruiting class that's battling Clemson and Alabama for tops in the country with going over 20 commitments here. You don't have anything to complain about if you're an LSU fan. If you're Scott Woodward, you're looking at what Ed Orgeron's doing, and you're like, whoa, you know, he sure is putting on a good show for his new boss.
That's well put. Mike, thanks for joining today. Have a great evening. Look forward to talking again soon, man.
All right, Ben, anytime. Talk soon.
Mike Scarborough, TigerBait.com, and yeah, one of the next times we bring him on, we got to start talking local prospects. He was one of the first to tell me, look out for Walker Howard at St. Thomas More. Walker, now with a Tulane offer. That came through today. Jack Besh, young wide receiver at STM, recently with the UL offer, his first. And so, yeah, next time we get Mike on, we'll keep it a little more local. On the other side of this break, your sink or swim question will have to do with sports movies based on real-life stories. And, yeah, Michael Lewis, the beer man, we're thinking of you. I'll ask that next. And then Jalen Cook, recent LSU basketball commit, joins the show in about 15 to 20 minutes. This is Bumper to Bumper Sports. We'll be right back in on 103.7 The Game.
Football season can't come fast enough.
No.
Are we there yet?
No.
Are we there yet?
No.
Are we there yet?
You little...
Luckily, you have Bumper to Bumper Sports with Ben Love to help get you by.
Right back in business, 33 minutes after 4 o'clock. This is Bumper to Bumper Sports, and we are Acadiana Sports Station, 103.7 The Game, 103.7thegame.com. We're right smack dab in between great interviews. Our thanks again to Mike Scarborough, TigerBait.com. We've got Jalen Cook, LSU basketball commit, and a baller from Walker High School. He'll be with us a little more than 10 minutes from this moment. Between now and then, I've got a very important question for you. Okay, maybe not really. It's just a fun question, and it's all based on the developing news that there is a movie about the beer man in the works. You heard me right. If you haven't seen the story yet, former Saints standout, return specialist, Michael Lewis, yeah, Hollywood, wants to take a run at making a movie about the beer man. Local filmmaker and screenwriter David DuBose, also did Delta Justice from the New Orleans area, has said that, yeah, they're ready to go. And look, they want to get behind the cameras as early as winter 2019. And Lewis's longtime attorney and agent, Carl Bernard, confirmed this. So all things are pointing toward there being a beer man movie slash doc being made. And I am here for it. But it did get me thinking, and that informs the question.
Exciting and new.
No need to overcomplicate things. Your sink or swim question, what's your favorite sports movie based on a real life story? Clint, lead off and tell us about how you just go gaga for Invincible.
I'm not going to lie. Invincible is definitely up there on the list. I wound up just kind of watching a couple clips of it before the show. Once you kind of presented the topic, it's like, let me kind of just run through a bunch of movies just to kind of determine which one probably stands out the most.
Also, Rocky is not based on a real-life story.
I thought that was Rocky Marciano.
I don't believe it. I don't believe
it. Yeah, it's not.
What is this, Coming to America?
Anyways, so speaking of movies, I think we got to wind up going with Rudy. That's where I'm at on this because I've enjoyed that movie so many times over the years. Sean Astin, probably one of his best roles ever. wound up beating him a few years ago. That was really cool. But I just got to say, I get in the feels every time it gets to the scene whenever they all are passing the jerseys to the coach and be like, I want Rudy to dress in my place.
I want Rudy to dress in my place, coach. He deserves it.
Don't be ridiculous. Georgia Tech is one of the top offensive teams in the country.
I get it. Yeah. I get it. I am Spartacus. I am Spartacus.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
It's awesome, though.
Let Rudy play for me, coach. Yeah. All right, not bad.
It's a strong one.
You're leaving me with Rudy. I'm not going to go quite as tear-jerking. I don't know if it was my favorite, but way up on the list for me would be Cinderella Man. And that...
Yeah, that's a strong one.
...was a phenomenal... Phenomenal boxing movie. And then you see everything else that goes behind it. Yeah, we all like the down and out stories, right?
The underdog story.
That's right. I knew this was coming. I've already got the text into the program. Kenny Powers. All right, well, the real life story of John Rocker, basically. I guess you could say. No, that's not real life. At least, God, I don't think that's real life. See, look, I knew this would happen. Clint's getting calls, and that's fine. I do want to take them, and we shall. But I knew I would get this, and I won't put her on blast, but shout out to female texter nation out there. I'm going full on Jim Rome for you today. Please tell me that Angels in the Outfield was a real life story. Okay, no, but if you want to believe that it could happen, then you can believe. I believe we're heading out to the Hardco Equipment Hotline. DJ, Angels in the Outfield is taken, but what do you have for us?
I like both y'all. Input, but y'all both wrong. The best sports movie based on a life story is Cool Runnings.
Ooh, DJ from the top row.
How could I forget that? That oh man, I'm about to change my vote.
Feel the Rhythm. Yeah, absolutely. A John Candy appearance. What you got for?
I see a badass mother who don't take no crap of nobody.
How can we forget that was based off a real thing? Mind you, some things were changed to make the movie a little
more
interesting.
Hold on a second. Did you have that just like right under the cuff there, ready to go? Trick up your sleeve?
I didn't have it ready, but once he brought up Cool Runnings, I knew I had it lying around somewhere in this never-ending
that
sea of sound.
Is outstanding.
Yeah.
You just went up a peg in my book. Put you at peg one. All right, let's take another call. Back out to the Artco Equipment Hotline. Dusty, your favorite sports movie based on a real-life story.
Man, y'all had me laughing with Cool Runnings, man. That was my childhood show. But of all the classic real-life sports movies, my money will always go to Remember the Titans. The Ooh. Message, Denzel's performance. I've watched that movie probably 100 times, and I will watch it until the day I die.
One of those coaches, Dusty, and I'll get Clint to look this up, the real life, I don't think it was Herman Boone, I think it was the real life Coach Yost, passed away in the last week or two, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I remember that. I saw that.
We all remember the Titans. That's a great drop, Dusty. Thank you.
Thank you.
He's right. And I'll drop this bit of knowledge. We got time for more, by the way. 706-0111. I spent a lot of time, as you know, in Northeast Georgia. Basically, the University of Georgia is populated, by and large, by a bunch of kids from Atlanta and Atlanta suburbs. So I got to know a lot of kids from Roswell High School. And they informed me, and I looked it up, I vetted it, they're right. The actual... like old school footage, when you watch the movie Remember the Titans, that's old school Roswell High Hornets football from like the early to mid 60s. So a little useless trivia for you there. Remember the Titans is a tremendous answer from Dusty. Let's go get another. Back out to the Artco Equipment Hotline. Keith, welcome to the show. What you going to add?
Ben, I watched this movie. As many times as I can, not too often because my wife, she goes crazy. But Remember the Titans, Friday Night Lights.
Oh, yeah.
You always wonder, what if Booby Miles didn't hurt his knee and he had a chance to go against Carter? What type of show that would have been?
Coach, put Booby in. Let Booby spin. Yes. Friday Night Lights, exactly. A great book, a great movie, and a lot of great acting performances in that movie, too.
I'm going to watch it tonight, Ben.
There it is. That's why we do this. And Clint just did confirm that it was Coach Yost, the real-life Coach Yost, who did pass away May 25th, so a little less than a month ago. I didn't think my memory was fading that badly. Again, you're just getting in the vehicle. What the hell are they talking about? Sink or Swim today. An homage to the fact that there's going to be a movie made about the beer man, Michael Lewis from the Saints. We're asking your favorite sports movie based on a real-life story. We'll take two more, and then we got to hit a break. I'm not going to stiff-arm Jalen Cook. Guy committed to LSU basketball last night. He's coming on this show. Come hell or high water. All right, back to the Ardco Equipment Hotline. Cody, it's your turn.
Ben, got to go with the greatest underdog, the best comeback story out there. That's going to be Eminem on 8 Mile. He came back, beat Papa Dot and all his whole crew to win the Rap Game Olympics.
Anybody that says battle rap is not a sport, you're not welcome on my show. Cody, thank you for that. One more. Back out to the Ardco Equipment Hotline. Daryl, you got the final one in this segment. Hit us.
We are Marshall.
Ooh, that's a really good one.
Going a little heavy heart there, but, man, I tell you what, that man, the way he was able to turn that whole situation around, and then they became the winningest program in the 90s and won 2 1AA national championships in the process. That, he it's all attributed to him because he got it turned around in the early 70s after that disaster. That you got to wonder, could somebody nowadays recover from something like that, you know?
And that is a great question. It's a really, really good answer as well. Daryl, thank you. Just got a text to the program on our way out of this segment. What's the one on the Jamaican bobsled team? Dude, what are you, late to the party? Clint, we already discussed Cool Runnings. Hit our man with the sound.
I see pride. I see power. I see a badass mother who don't take no crap of nobody.
Amazing. And it leads me to thoughts of our good friend Gordy Rush, who we'll get him to tell that story sometime. Gordy Rush at one point was basically on the verge, if he didn't, if I'm not mistaken, qualify for the Olympics for the U.S. bobsled team. And I'm really not joking. Our guy's got bobsled skills. Again, this is not a drill, and it's not a joke. We're going to get more of these at the top of the 5 o'clock hour. Great input to begin. When we return, Jalen Cook, Walker High School dual sport athlete, committed to Will Wade and LSU basketball last night. He's on B2BS. Next, this is Bumper to Bumper Sports. Ballers only today on 103.7 The Game.
You say tomato, I say tomato.
The famous Clint D says something none of us will agree with.
Back to more top shelf analysis for your drive home. It's Bumper to Bumper Sports on 103.7 The Game.
Going back to the Cruton side of things, this time on the hardwood. Ben Love alongside the famous Clint D, and that makes this Bumper to Bumper Sports live on 103.7 The Game. 3 D-line commits in 48 hours for LSU football, and then whatever the hell that was from Clint. But that's drawn a whole lot of praise, and understandably so. That's why we brought Mike Scarborough aboard about 30 minutes ago. But don't let this one fly under the radar for you. LSU basketball, huge 2018 recruiting class. 2019 had a big get late from the state of Alabama. 2020 got off to a flying start. Last night, Jalen Cook from Walker High School gave his pledge to Will Wade and company, dual sport athlete. Some questions for a while. Will he be a football guy, basketball guy at the next level? He's answered all those questions, and now you're going to hear from him on Bumper to Bumper Sports. A season ago, our next guest averaged almost 30 points a game, 5 rebounds, and nearly 5 assists. Point guard for the Walker High Wildcats. They've played in the last 2 state title games in 5A. Jalen Cook with us, and an LSU commit. Jalen, welcome to the program, and congratulations on your commitment last night.
Thank you. Thank you so much. What's up? Glad to be speaking.
Well, let me ask you, what made last night the right time? Tell our listeners, I guess, why you did it and how you did it.
Last night I just had a different feeling, just felt like it was my best spot at LSU. I felt most comfortable with the coaching staff, it just felt like family there, and I was just ready to, you know, seal the deal and just commit to my hometown team.
I've seen where you said you grew up watching Jarrell Martin and Ben Simmons, and even though those players played for a different coach, Will Wade, in charge of the program now, how did that kind of form your opinion of LSU watching guys like that play?
Just how they brought so much excitement to the basketball here. I mean, they brought a whole different kind of vibe to basketball here in Baton Rouge, and even last year's team did. And I just love watching that and love seeing, you know, my hometown, you know, just do that. I mean, growing up, I've been an LSU fan basically all my life, and I just want to be the next one to do that and eventually go on to play pro.
Our guest
just
is
like they do it.
And you've certainly got a heck of a chance to do it. One of the top players in the state, Jalen Cook, our guest on 103.7 The Game. What has Will Wade brought to basketball at LSU, and what impresses you about Wade and his staff?
Just his will to win. I mean, he's really an energy guy, you know, and you could tell he right as he stepped foot on LSU campus. I mean, he brought excitement to the campus, and they progressed along every year he's been here, and I just feel most comfortable with him. I mean, he's been recruiting me along the way since I was basically a sophomore, and I feel like he made me a much better player also along the way. So, I mean, I love Coach Wade.
A lot of people around the state, Jalen, have seen you play not only basketball but football. And for those wondering, how did you make that decision, what would you say?
Going on to the next level, I wanted to, you know, really play one sport and be committed to that one sport in the next chapter of my life. And so basketball was really what I really wanted to do, or what I want to do every day, and my passion, and I love it. So, I mean, it really sealed the deal for that.
And I guess a lot of people listening would also wonder, are you going to play your senior football season with Chad Mahaffey coming over to Walker High?
Yes, sir. I'll play. I'm going to play.
Are you excited to get out there and see what y'all can do under a new head coach?
Yes, sir. Coach Mahaffey, he's been great. He's been doing a great job, and I'm just anxious to see what we're going to do. We're going to do some big things on the field, too.
Finishing up with Jalen Cook, Walker High School, and now an LSU basketball commitment. And Jalen, I was lucky enough. I had the call doing color analysis of the state title game 2 years ago when you guys beat Landry Walker. It was a phenomenal basketball game. What did that mean to the community and what you guys were able to accomplish? I guess, how do you look back upon it?
You know, just coming from Walker, Louisiana, I mean, we really have never been on a stage like that at state. So, I mean, us winning that really brought us, you know, just hope to the city. Just the city was really, you know, really behind us during the time. Because, I mean, coming from Walker, you really – don't expect to even win or really go deep in the playoffs. So, I mean, that I love that for our city, and it really just showed the younger kids growing up here that they can do it too. So, I mean, we're just trying to keep it going here and just create a winning atmosphere around Walker.
I'll have a little fun before we let you go. Better basketball player, you or Brian Thomas?
Me, no doubt.
Better football player, you or Brian Thomas?
I get at the B.
That's a good teammate. That's a good teammate right there. Oh, one more. I know that you're playing later tonight in your summer ball league, so tell our listeners how that's been going and what you're excited to work on with your game.
It's been going well. I mean, we have a lot of younger players playing this year, so me being a leader and coaching them, it's pretty different because I usually was the younger guy, but now coming in my senior year being an older guy, having to, you know, just get them involved, you know, leading them to learn how to win and be a champion. It's been pretty good. So, I mean, I just look forward to this season. And Summer League's been pretty well. They've been playing pretty good. We've been playing pretty good.
Jalen, thanks a lot for making time for this. Again, congratulations. Look forward to watching your senior year, and then you ball at LSU. Thank you, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
That was fun. And I absolutely love the answer. And again, if you're uninitiated, Brian Thomas is one heck of an athlete. He's one grade and classification lower than Jalen. So he'll be a rising junior next year, class of 2021. Thomas, is and will continue to be a high-level wide receiver prospect. LSU, a number of schools, are after Brian Thomas. But I love that answer. With basketball, there's no doubt. He said, I'm the better player. With football, he didn't want to give it to him. He didn't want to, but he did. And, yeah, that's a teammate, a little distribution there from the point guard. And we made mention of his summer ball team. He's with my guy Jeff Jones, Louisiana elite, part of the Under Armour circuit. So a lot of high-level players certainly have come through there. He mentioned Jarrell Martin. That would be one. Brandon Sampson would be another. And so many of these kids that end up going not only to LSU, to UL. I know Cedric Russell at one point was with Louisiana elite, I believe. Also, obviously, Kobe Julian, who will be a freshman this year after sitting out injured last year. So, yeah, that Under Armour program in the state of Louisiana has sent a lot of talent out into the college basketball world. Jalen Cook is next up. A lot of fun catching up with him. And I'll say it again. That game, and again, it was two marches ago. March Madness 2018. Walker over Landry Walker in overtime. One of the craziest sporting events I've ever had the pleasure of attending. And I didn't just attend it. Ran color analysis with Jeff Palermo for CST and then the NFHS network. That was a heck of a lot of fun. Brian Thomas, the most outstanding player of that game, but Jalen Cook was a man possessed. Will Wade and company took notice, and now they've got him lined up as a 2020 commit. All right, CD, let's wind this hour down. We're going to do it with one final word.
What's up, Acadiana? I'm Gabe Broussard from Strange Theories and Season 11 of The Voice. It's almost 5 o'clock. Now it's time for the final word of the hour, and it's presented to you by me and my family at the Village Station. We are your final stop to fill up your stomach and your tank when you're heading home on Maurice Avenue. Now, here's Ben. His voice is pretty nice, but I don't think he could ever make two chairs turn.
Eradication! And yeah, we're kind of following up on yesterday's final word. Arkansas was the first team eliminated from the College World Series. Earlier today, Auburn was the second team out. So there are officially six teams left in Omaha. The two that are gone, Southeastern Conference. Yeah, you're going to have to do some things. And, well, there's a chance. Vandy right now leads big time over Mississippi State. Looks like they will continue to be in the winner's bracket. We'll see what happens from there. But hopefully there won't be a, complete eradication. That's the final word of this hour, and it's brought to you by the Village Station. Your final stop to fill up your stomach and tank when you head home on Maurice Avenue. Only 2 hours today, and we've got one in the rear view. 1 hour to go. Got some cool stories for you. On the other side of this hour break, an interview with Danny Jones talking no longer the web.com tour, but the Corn Ferry tour. Danny Jones will be with us at 5:15, and then Five Guys Stories and Lies take the baton at 6. But for another hour, you've got Bumper to Bumper Sports live on 103.7 The Game.
We interrupt our regular program for this special event.
All systems are go at this time.
It's time for the kickoff.
30 seconds.
Okay, listen up.
Get ready for the ride of your lives.
Live and local from the 237 Roof Studios in Upper Lafayette.
This is Acadiana's number one sports station.
Number one.
We are number one.
103.7 The Game.
KLWB. Karen Crowe, Lafayette.
Let's get down to it.
And this is Bumper to Bumper Sports with Ben Love on 103.7 The Game.
And live online at 1037thegame.com.
Is that who I think it is?
The wild, the weird, and the wonderful.
Hell yeah.
And now let's get started.
We are off and running. Hour 2 of 2 underway. Ben Love alongside the famous Clint D. This is Bumper to Bumper Sports back in it and live on 1037 The Game. We didn't have a good topic midway through hour number one. We had a great topic, and now we've got an open forum again. Had a lot of fun taking your calls. We'll take some more. For those that are just getting in the vehicle, those that didn't have a chance, there will be a movie coming out. This confirmed yesterday through many circles, NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune being one of them, an homage to Michael Lewis, the beer man. This is awesome. There's going to be a movie coming out on former Saints return specialist Michael Lewis. That news in and of itself should be good enough, but we're trying to make it even better. And we're tapping into our memory banks, wondering aloud, got people calling in, some pretty good suggestions on social media as well. The sink or swim question from about 30 minutes ago, what's your favorite sports movie based on a real life story? the submissions so far have been gold. Cool Runnings, yeah, I like that. We Are Marshall, that's a great one. Clint said Rudy, one of my favorites, Cinderella Man. And then Cody had to come in with 8 Mile. And again, I will say, if you're not allotting for the fact that battle rap is indeed a sport, you're just doing it wrong. But you want to add to that list? We got some time. We're going to have some fun today in hour number 2. Let us know your favorite sports movie based on a real-life story. Call us up, 706-0111. While we wait, I've got another story. Speaking of having a little fun on a hump day, this is pretty good, and it's pretty ingenious by Popeye's Chicken. They announced earlier today a Wingspan box. And wouldn't you know it, it's an 82-inch Wingspan box, and that is exactly the wingspan of one Zion Williamson. Nice. And it just happens to be this Popeyes deal exclusively for sale at the Popeyes on Canal Street in the Big Easy. Obviously, all of this meant to commemorate Zion's pending arrival tomorrow night with the 2019 NBA draft. Let me tell you what's in that 82-inch wingspan box. It comes with 77 boneless wings, 11 biscuits, 11 orders of fries and sauces, and it costs $74.69. Hey, that's not a bad deal. And I wonder if I'm the first person with the microphone to have this thought. I bet there are those without a mic in Acadiana who've had this thought. I have an alternative, and I'm not trying to steer business away from the Popeyes on Canal Street in New Orleans, but maybe spend less than that in gas and drive to the world's only Popeyes buffet. Everybody in Acadiana is like, I ain't spending $75 on a Wingspan box. I can go to the world's only Popeyes buffet, sit down, and crush it. And so I'll watch Zion from Popeyes eating as much as I can possibly stuff my face with, and I ain't spending $75. Just throwing that out there. All right, let's get out again to the Ardco Equipment Hotline. Chase wants to go in on our sink or swim question. Chase, hit us.
Hey, Ben, how are you, man?
Doing well.
Good, good. So back to the movies. I know this one's kind of controversial. They had some stuff saying Michael Orr wasn't a fan of it, but The Blind Side, man, I think that's just a real feel-good movie regarding sports.
And they actually got real-life college football coaches in that movie, so that's a great example.
Right, right. Well, thanks for having me on the show, Ben.
Chase, always a pleasure. That's pretty good. And I think the Tuohy family is still getting their heyday off of that movie. That's a good one. And really kind of a good down south submission as well. We got a good one from the text line. Jeff has texted in all the right moves. It's kind of like the opposite of just a Steel Town girl that's dancing. Just a Steel Town boy that's playing football and, you know, trying to do other things outside of football. That's probably all I could say on the show. I like that, Jeff. We'll take another call. Back out to the Ardco Equipment Hotline. Wayne, thank you for waiting. The floor is yours.
Yeah, how about everybody's All-American?
Yes, and one that definitely touches the state of Louisiana and LSU pretty closely.
Yeah.
And I wonder if there weren't – we could probably – you know, Wayne, I appreciate the call, and that's a really good one, actually. If we really wanted to, could we maybe identify some real-life John Goodmans? We know that the main character is modeled after Billy Cannon. That doesn't have to be said. Doesn't need to be said. It's obvious. But I wonder if there's some real-life John Goodmans out there. I wonder if a guy, Ruffin Rodriguez, would take umbrage to being likened to John Goodman's character in Everybody's All-American.
I can about imagine you might take a little umbrage in that. Maybe we ask him that next Monday.
You could be the one to ask him. He might whoop my ass. I got to see the guy most Fridays, so you can ask him. Let's take some more calls on this. I love these submissions. 706-0111. My two favorite, not serious, but kind of serious submissions, Angels in the Outfield. No. Don't think that's based off a real story. The one that's closer to being a real-life story, I love the text that came in hour number one, Eastbound and Down. Not a movie. It's a show. For my money, it's the funniest show that's ever been on television. HBO's Eastbound and Down featuring Kenny Powers. No, it's not a real-life story, but yeah, the whole John Rocker thing. Again, It's not based on real life, but it kind of could be construed as such. Maybe that's the way we'll put it. We'll take a few more. Back out to the ARDCO Equipment Hotline. Mike, what you got?
Hey, what's going on?
Just taking good calls like yours. What you got for us?
Okay. This one is a real-life story. It was a documentary, and it's not talked about in the sport. To me, it's kind of losing a little flair to it. But the best documentary I've seen, I don't know how many people are going to go along with me, but the documentary about Muhammad Ali, that was one of the greatest. I mean, he was the greatest, and that was one of the greatest documentaries of his life that I've seen. And I appreciate you taking my call.
Mike, it's a pleasure, and you're right. Back when the sport not only had luster, but might have been the greatest thing going in all of American sports, good storytelling about a figure as controversial in some circles, but as legendary, I think, in all circles as Muhammad Ali. That's a good one. We can take a few more, then I got to hit a break. Back to the ARDCO Equipment Hotline. Craig D., how's life in the Barry?
What's going on, brother?
Just having a good time, man. What you got for us?
How about old Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch playing Vince Papale in Invincible?
I knew that somebody was going to come with Invincible, and that is kind of the football version of so many of these boxing-type movies. Like, I brought up Cinderella Man earlier. All of these kind of rags-to-riches, came-off-the-streets-type stories. That's a good one.
All right, y'all. Have a good one, man.
You too. We'll take another. Back to the ARDCO Equipment Hotline, rolling on a hump day. Patrick, you're up.
Hey, Ben. Thanks for taking the call, bud.
You got it.
I've got a movie that the main character is not real. I don't believe it's real, but the people in the movie's real. Bagger Vance.
I wondered if that's one that we could really include here in any way, shape, or form. All right, so it's been a while since I've seen the movie. Explain to me why there's at least a tie-in to real life there.
Well, wasn't Walter Hagen at
That's what it is.
Walter Hagen's real, and the other guy he was playing against was real, weren't they?
That's exactly right. So they used real-life golfers from a bygone era and then weaved an obviously fictitious story into it. Because I was about to say, you know, a not-real Will Smith being somebody's figment of an imagination, I didn't think that was a real-life thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that, though. Patrick, that's good. Walter Hagen, certainly, you know, a human that existed and a legendary sports figure. One more, then I got to shut it down for now. Back out to the ARDCO Equipment Hotline. Hey, they're getting their money's worth today. Matt, what's your submission?
Man, it's Glory Road all day long.
Ooh.
Glory Road, such an historic movie with the great players. I mean, Josh Lucas is such an underrated actor. You can't beat Glory Road. For my money, Glory Road's where it's at.
Currently UTEP basketball, formerly Texas Western, I believe. That's a great submission.
Yes, sir.
I'm digging this so far. CD, before we shut it down for this segment, you got something to add?
Yeah, I actually had somebody call in, didn't want to get on the air, but they wanted to submit him a horse racing film, Seabiscuit.
That's true.
Yeah.
Real life story.
Yeah.
Might have been about an equine, not a mammal or a human. Maybe an equine is a mammal. I'm going to get schooled by somebody in the break. Horse people.
It's equine.
Do me a favor.
Equine is correct.
Don't call me. Don't at me. Don't call me. We're just kind of having a little fun. Just riffing today. We're coming back. Speaking of fun, Danny Jones going to tell us about some changes on what was the web.com tour. As of today, it's now the Corn Ferry Tour. Ultimately, this will have good trickle-down effects to the Chittimacha Louisiana Open. So we'll discuss that with tournament director Danny Jones next. You're listening to Bumper to Bumper Sports. An equine is a mammal, I think at least. We'll be back on 103.7 The Game.
This is Acadiana's number one sports station.
And you're listening to Bumper Sports with Ben Love on 103.7 The Game.
Live online at 103.7thegame.com.
Get in on the conversation.
Call on the game hotline.
706-0111.
706-0111.
First and 10 from the Tiger 30-yard line. Cougars lead 15-14. Holstein out of the shotgun.
looks to the far side, looking for Camper. He's got him at the 5. Touchdown, St. Thomas More. And it's a BCG touchdown.
I love it. Yeah, we're going to talk a lot of golf with our guy Danny Jones, but, of course, the voice of St. Thomas More Cougars football. Always a great call. Bumper to Bumper Sports back in on 103.7 The Game. He is Danny Jones, and Danny, you just can't escape it. You're that voice. You're that guy.
It's been one of those busy days, but you got me ready for football. It's still summertime, but obviously the fall is right around the corner, and we're all excited about football. But today for my job was a day of golf for sure.
And one more quickly on the football side. So that was a call of a Caleb Holstein touchdown, which means it happened on a Friday night, and it could have been anywhere between 7 p.m. and like 11:14 p.m., right?
Well, yeah, because St. Thomas More games don't really go by very quick. Not when you throw the ball as many times as we do and, you know, score as many points as we did a year ago. But it was a fun season, to say the least, one that came up a little short against U High, but I expect St. Thomas More to be back in there in Division II a year from now. And playing wherever they may play a state championship game if they're fortunate enough to succeed and advance that far in the playoffs.
We'll see if we can get back to the Cougars before the end of this interview, but you're right. You put on your tournament director hat for the Chittimacha Louisiana Open presented by Mistras. And the big news of the day, Korn Ferry has replaced Web.com as the tour sponsor. And again, this sponsorship is going to take effect June 19. It's going to extend through the 2028 season. I would have to think this is good and welcome news because of the longevity.
Well, and, you know, so, again, it takes effect. They announced it this morning at 8 o'clock, and it took effect today. A very soft opening at the Wichita Open this week on the Korn Ferry Tour, and then it'll be all hands on deck next week at the Utah Championship. Everything will reflect Korn Ferry Tour starting next week. But this is a great thing for the stability of the tour. Obviously, the name's a little different. It's somebody we haven't really all heard of, to say the least. But not everybody had heard of Web.com either. And when Web.com started their sponsorship, ironically, right around the Wichita Open of June 2012, they had signed a 9.5-year agreement, which is the same Korn Ferry signed. And that agreement would have ended at the end of 2021. However, in October of 2018, Web.com was bought by a private equity firm that truly wasn't concerned about the marketing and the name branding of Web.com to anything. You know, like all private equity firms, it's a moneymaker, and that's what they're concerned about. So they were looking to get out, and so when the tour knew this in October of 2018, or just last year, they took it as an opportunity to have a 3-year head start to try and find a new 10-year agreement and come up with a partner that gave some viability and stability to what is now the Korn Ferry Tour. And here we are through December 31st of 2028, and obviously a partner that we all hope will be around for 9.5 years. If you look at their history, this company will celebrate their 50-year anniversary in November of this year, started back in Los Angeles. And obviously, again, it's a strange name with Korn Ferry, and we're not well-versed in South Louisiana to them. A lot of people are. I believe Kevin Warren is the new commissioner of the Big Ten. They were Korn Ferry assisted in the search for the Big Ten commissioner, so they are well-versed in the sports community and been around a lot of Fortune 500 companies. But it's a great day in the PGA Tour. And back 50 years ago, you had two guys, Lester Korn and Richard Ferry, that started this company together. And back then, I guess, what did you do? You took the last names of the two guys, and that's where Korn Ferry was born.
Our guest, Danny Jones on 103.7 The Game. And for those listening and wondering about, okay, what's going on? How's it spelled? All those things. Korn with a K and then Ferry, F-E-R-R-Y. They're a Los Angeles-based global organizational consulting firm. But nothing else really is going to change in the sense that still the Korn Ferry Tour will continue to award PGA Tour membership to the tour's 50 leading players. I guess if you could, for our listeners maybe that aren't initiated, explain how that process goes down. And again, all these guys are going to come through just south of Lafayette at the Chittimacha Louisiana Open.
Every spring, sometimes March, sometimes April. We've historically been March. We're still trying to lock down our 2020 dates. But before that, the top 25 from the regular season will earn their PGA Tour cards from the Korn Ferry Tour. And then on the Korn Ferry Tour finals, the last three events, they'll have opportunities for those that are 76 and through 150 on the Korn Ferry Tour money list and 126 to 200 on the PGA Tour money list, and they'll compete for another 25 cards and their placement. So 25 cards from the regular season, 25 more from the Corn Ferry Tour finals or three tournament finals, and those 50 will advance with each having, you know, some will have better status than others, but those 50 will get a PGA Tour card. Some will be PGA Tour rookies. Some will return to the PGA Tour, if they, especially if they were 126 to 200 on the PGA Tour money list from this year.
So does this mean you get to do any schmoozing with people from Los Angeles and show them what we're about here in Acadiana? Hello, Danny. Clint, we may have to see if we can get Danny Jones back on the line. I sense the good answer that was coming there, too. Ask the right questions. Got to make sure that, you know, you still have your guests aboard. And Clint will line him up sooner than later if we have an opportunity. Before the interview's over, I do want to touch on a couple of some very highly recruited STM players that so far are having big early summer periods. Guys that are getting a lot of run and burn on the 7-on-7 circuit, offers that continue to go out. So we'll see if we can't get Danny Jones back aboard for a few more moments. Don't forget, a lot of great programming still coming at you today on 103.7 The Game. We'll throw some shade in our next segment. And then we've got Five Guys, Stories, and Lies, 6 until 8 p.m. All right, we got Danny back. So when do the Corn Ferry Tour representatives get to come and check out Le Triomphe?
Well, again, like I said earlier, we're, you know, finalizing the 2020 dates. We're trying to work with Le Triomphe Golf and Country Club as they're redoing the greens out there. So as much as we can give them to help their growing season, and I know that sounds kind of odd because they'll be done in September, but agronomy is a very fickle industry, and obviously they want to get as much warm weather as possible to help their growing season. And so we're trying to work with the PGA Tour and find out where we can maybe be maybe a little bit later than where we normally have been, but not necessarily into May or June where it's excruciating hot down here in the South. But we're working hand-in-hand with those at Le Triomphe Golf and Country Club and the PGA Tour and obviously those with the Louisiana Open, and kind of see where we fall. And at that point, it'll be the first go-around that we have with the Corn Ferry Group. And, you know, there's a lot of rebranding now that goes into this and making sure that, you know, signage and websites and whatnot, social media, all reflects our new umbrella sponsor, Corn Ferry and the Corn Ferry Tour.
You know that means I might need a few extra shirts now.
I think a lot of people are going to be in that boat, and we'll all be cleaning out our closets at web.com apparel from the last 7 years for sure.
Well said. Danny, before we let you go, I'm sure it's come as no surprise to you, but I'll get your reaction to some of the younger STM football Cougars starting to generate a lot of recruiting buzz and getting offers. The latest for Walker Howard came from Tulane. Jack Besh, an up-and-coming wide receiver, also a member of the basketball team with an offer from UL. Your thoughts?
I think this is just the beginning. I think Walker Howard has a chance to be one of the most highly rated recruits, obviously, to walk the halls at St. Thomas More. I have a hard time putting him as the highest, obviously, because he's just going to be a sophomore. And I graduated with Javon Walker, who went on to have a pretty good career with Brett Favre and the Green Bay Packers. So, but as far as quarterbacks go, obviously the buzz, if you get offered by Nick Saban, you know, you're going to be the buzz of recruiting, and that's happened for that young man. And it's he's impressive to watch, his arm strength, his mechanics, and he's a good kid, very humble. And, you know, that family has been through a lot in the last year, and this is some neat experiences for them to have. And for he and his father, Jamie, who was a star at St. Thomas More and quarterback for LSU before pitching in the minor leagues, you know, it's a neat experience for Jamie and Walker to have that together going forward for what really will be the next two summers. You know, recruiting doesn't wind down going into your senior year, but that summer of your senior year, a lot of people, your offers are in place. You have opportunities where to go. Some may commit. There's a lot of people over Walker, obviously Texas A&M. That doesn't surprise me that Jimbo Fisher made that offer last week, to Nick Saban, and then those are others today, Tulane. Obviously, the first one to offer was Coach Billy Napier and the Raging Cajuns, who Walker is a huge fan of Coach Napier, as is Jamie. And then when you talk about Jack Besh, he's truly special. St. Thomas More had some incredible wide receivers grace that football field, but Jack Besh does some special things. And in the spring game, the last play, he brought down a one-handed catch that he was, you know, draped over by the defender, and you just saw a touch of what's to come his junior and senior year. And obviously a very special unit. You know, can't forget about Caleb Holstein, who's going to have a chance to play collegiate ball somewhere. Luke Howard has committed to McNeese. So there's a lot of good athletic ability being played at St. Thomas More, but I can assure you, you know, knowing some of these families, it's because these kids are working very hard.
And I think you're right, just tip of the iceberg stuff. Danny, thanks for hanging with us. A little bit of a tech issue. Always fun to catch up. Before long, I'll be seeing you in press boxes, and that, I can't believe it's that close to now, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's that close. And to everybody that has supported the Chittimacha Louisiana Open presented by Mistras, obviously we moved on from the web.com tour to the Corn Ferry Tour. We appreciate your support over the past 28 years and look forward to an incredible 29th here in 2020.
Danny, thank you so much. Have a great night.
Thanks, you too.
Danny Jones, voice of the Cougars and, again, tournament director for the Chittimacha Louisiana Open presented by Mistras. Our pleasure at Acadiana Sports Station to continue partnering with that great event. And now it's part of the Corn Ferry Tour. We'll be right back in. Time to throw some shade, and I think you'll enjoy this one. A pitcher broke his nose while doing something you would never expect. Bumper to Bumper Sports. We'll be right back on 103.7 The Game.
Stop yapping and get back to work.
Okay, everyone, let's get back.
This is Acadiana's number one sports station.
And you're listening to Bumper Sports with Ben Love on 103.7 The Game.
Live online at 1037thegame.com.
Follow on Facebook and Twitter now
at 1037 The Game.
Back in, and here's the name of the game between now and 6 o'clock. Going to throw some shade. I do want to update a few things, one from yesterday's show and another that yours truly will see in St. Louis tomorrow. I'm pretty psyched about this. But we want to get more submissions. We had some calls during that interview on the sink or swim question. I'll elaborate. Bumper to Bumper Sports, back in on 103.7 The Game. People are having fun with this. We're into double-digit calls already for the program. We asked you, in light of the fact that a movie's being made, this announced yesterday, inspired by Michael Lewis, the beer man, return specialist for the Saints. In light of that, we've asked for your favorite sports movie based on a real-life story. And we'll keep taking more. So for those that called during Danny Jones' interview, we got some time for you. 706-0111. While we wait, and while Clint takes those calls, I'll issue a daily reminder, it's a PSA locally, that no one throws shade outside your home or business like the pros at Patio Center. Go to their website, patiocenter.com. Check out the customized patio covers with the cypress accents, the standing seam metal awnings, and the retractable shades and screens. And know that you can trust in their management top down, starting with Mark, to help you create a vision. And then they'll fulfill it before 2020, maybe even before this football season. But to do that, you better hurry. I mean, right now. Go to the website, patiocenter.com. The kings of customization. It's never one size fits all for the licensed, insured, and bonded professionals at Patio Center.
It's time for Throwing Shade on Bumper to Bumper Sports. Nobody throws shade outside your home or business like Patio Center. Visit the website at patiocenter.com.
It's a quickie today, and I really have never seen anything quite like it. Yesterday, before a home game, Matt Scherzer, multiple-time Cy Young Award winner, did it with the Tigers. He's done it with the Nats. Matt Scherzer, Mad Max, I should say, was taking BP at home and bunting and not really paying a whole hell of a lot of attention. And if you've seen the video, it is amazing. Max Scherzer fouled a bunt off of his nose, and that thing went gushing. I mean, blood everywhere. So much so, it's been reported today, Max Scherzer broke his nose again after taking a ball off the dome during a bunting drill. I will tell you right here, right now, somebody needs to be fired for that. A coach needs to be let go. I know the player was the one that got very lackadaisical. If you watch it, he slaps down a quick bunt. They get another ball that's thrown for the pitching coach and not really paying a whole lot of attention, and he hits it into his own nose. I get that. Why is it that important in that moment that Max Scherzer is laying down BP bunts? You got to be kidding me. I understand. It's the National League. He's got to come to the plate unless it's interleague play every time out. it can't be that important. The man is paid over $40 million this year. That's not an exaggeration. He's the highest paid player in baseball this season. And he's paid to throw the freaking baseball. He doesn't need to be laying down practice bunts before the game, whether it's his day in the rotation or not. Somebody needs to be let go for this. And Max Scherzer, if you're going to handle the lumber, brother, keep your eyes on the ball.
We're done throwing shade on Bumper to Bumper Sports. For now, you want your life made in the shade? Visit PatioCenter.com and explore ways to improve life outside your home or business.
The blood. It's incredible. If you've seen it, it's kind of hard not to kind of get a little laugh out of it. I hate to say it and laugh at somebody else's pain, but that thing went just spewing like a geyser.
Yeah, we kind of saw it here over on the stadium when they were just rolling the highlights, and I was just immediately saying, Mask Scherzer. That's basically what we're going to just keep making that pun for like the next month.
No, we're not. In fact, you do it again, you're fired. Okay. I don't have the authority to fire you, but I'll find those that do, and we'll step in and have a little bit of a an intervention there. Not going with Mask Scherzer. Don't turn me into Jim Rome by being Adam Hawk. We don't have to go down this road.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we don't
Mask
have to go to over.
Scherzer. That's terrible. Do better.
I'll try.
All right. We got another segment. A couple of push-ups. Maybe a little bit of penance. A few Hail Marys potentially in the break. We'll be right back in. I do want to tell you about an experience I have coming in St. Louis tomorrow. I'm pretty jacked up about this. Plus, in case you missed the end of yesterday's show, got a little bit of breaking news about a local basketball standout. I'll run that down for you again. Bumper to Bumper Sports coming right back in. The puns are always intentional, but they do need to be better. So we'll work on that on Acadiana Sports Station, 1037 The Game and 1037thegame.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the show.
This is Acadiana's number one sports station.
And you're listening to Bumper Sports with Ben Loff on 1037 The Game.
Live online at 1037thegame.com.
Follow on Facebook and Twitter now at
1037 The Game.
Right back in one final time on a Wednesday. I'm Ben Love, and this is Bumper to Bumper Sports, the famous Clint D in tow. We got about 14 more minutes left on 103.7 The Game. Don't worry, we leave you in very capable hands and voices when we're done. A final reminder, Five Guys Stories and Lies, no interruption today. LSU baseball done for the season. Astros baseball, they already played today. Didn't go too well, by the way. Got swept for the first time in about 10 months. But from 6 to 8, two full hours of Five Guys Stories and Lies coming at you on Acadiana Sports Station. And again, they're going to have Jamie Howard aboard. Make sure that you stay dialed in. At this time yesterday, we had Eric Mouton on the program. And I knew there were two to three subjects that would be covered. And I thought one of them would be Eli Mouton, Eric's son, former standout at Ascension Episcopal, walked on for Bob Marley and the Cajuns last year, following in his father's footsteps, playing at UL. Thought we would discuss kind of what was coming up for him going into year two for the Cajuns. And we got a little unexpected breaking news. So again, if you missed it yesterday, I'll give you the skinny, but we've got a full report with the audio up at 1037thegame.com. You can go to On Demand. It's also on the front page. Eli Mouton is transferring to LSU Eunice, where he'll have one season to suit up for the Bengals, looking to get a little more playing time, and then maybe find a way to a four-year college after his stay in Eunice. But if anybody would know the exploits of Eli Mouton on the hardwood, it would be Byron Starks. He's going into his second year as the head coach of LSU Eunice. It's only the second year of that program under the direction of Jeff Willis, athletic director. But certainly Starks got to see Mouton twice a year as LCA Ascension Episcopal at that time. We're both in District 7-1A. I called several of those games. I think every single time out LCA won, but I can tell you that a number of times when I was in the building, be it in the Plex, I called one that was over at the Swamp in Youngsville. Eli Mouton gave buckets and numbers many a time to Byron Starks and LCA. So pretty cool story there, but by all accounts, a really good experience for Eli. playing for Coach Bob Marlin. Just wanted to make sure we shared that in case you missed yesterday's program. Great local interest story. And Clint, I am fired up about this. I've been telling you and our listeners for the better part of a week. Tomorrow and Friday, I will be in the greater St. Louis area. I'm really there for a family reunion. But my wife and I are sneaking in a Cardinals ball game at Busch tomorrow. They're taking on the Marlins. You and I kind of made jokes about that.
Yeah.
There's no joking about this. I woke up to this news. I don't even mind telling you. Humble brag. Got my workout in at 4:45. At about 5:45, I'm scrolling around the internet, and then it comes to me like a lightning bolt. The Cardinals took Adam Wainwright off the injured list, and he'll be starting tomorrow night at
Nice.
Busch. I was supposed to watch Michael Wacha, which, you know, hey.
He's not horrible.
Not going to fight that feeling. Little Waka Flocka Flame from Busch. I'm good there. But this is tremendous news. I've been a lifelong St. Louis Cardinals fan, and they're going to trot out Uncle Charlie tomorrow night. All 6'7" of them. I had to look it up. I guessed he was about 36. Cat's out there at 37 years old. By the time this regular season's over, he'll be 38. Adam Wainwright, one of the great Cardinals pitchers of the modern era, is going to be throwing at Busch tomorrow. So, dude, I can't tell you. I bought these tickets, I don't even know, maybe 6, 7, 8 weeks ago, something like that.
Yeah.
And maybe like a week and a half ago, I'm looking up projected starting pitchers, and it's Michael Wacha against whoever the hell. Doesn't matter. I think it's somebody named Lopez for the Marlins. Who cares?
Yeah.
I'm a fantasy baseball degenerate, and I still don't know who the guy is that's starting for the Marlins tomorrow. That should tell you enough. But I'm fired up about this. Waino going tomorrow from Busch. So by this time tomorrow, I will have already been to the top of the arch. And at this exact time tomorrow, I will probably be at least one Anheuser-Busch product in at Busch Stadium. So excited about that. Adam Wainwright throwing tomorrow. I'll be able to give full details on Monday's show. Not going to go full in on the Cardinals. I know we're not in Cardinal country here, but man, I'm just psyched up about that. And I've been trying all day to think of the equivalent, knowing that I'm speaking to so many Houston Astros fans. But, I mean, dude, in some ways, that's like saying you get to go out to the ballpark in, you know, 8 or 9 years ago. And you know what? Bagwell was on the DL. And, hey, they're taking him off, and he's playing tonight. Hell yeah. Yeah. I'm all in for that.
Exactly. I'd be looking forward to that if it was Bagwell. Even towards the end of his career, he was still a pretty darn consistent player. And, you know, this whole time you've been talking about St. Louis. And you never got to it. I was so expecting for you, coming back from break, you were going to talk about the fact that you were going to have the Stanley Cup kind of celebration.
Yeah, but that's not guaranteed. I'm sure I'll run into, like, you know, fans.
No,
I'm
yeah,
sure I'm going to run into locals that are about it. But I've been able to detect nothing that's officially going on at Busch Stadium tomorrow, regard at least.
That's what I'm saying. I thought it was something along those lines on Thursday night where you were just going to wind up like hearing Gloria on end, because I guarantee you would have heard it at least 4 or 5 times.
No, the parade has already come and gone through St. Louis, and I knew I would miss that. Frankly, I'm kind of happy about that. I'm flying into town, renting a car. I didn't want to get, you know, roadblocked, literally trying to get to the hotel, so I'm okay with that part.
Yeah.
I was hoping there would be some official word about a St. Louis Blues celebration, right? Bring Stanley Cup into Busch. Yeah, I was absolutely hoping that would happen. It hasn't been proclaimed anywhere that I could find. But if I show up in the place tomorrow, here's a promise I'll make to you. If Lord Stanley's Cup is in that stadium tomorrow,
yeah,
I'll drink one extra beer for you.
Awesome.
It didn't take a lot of encouragement there. All right, yeah. I'm staying at a hotel that's in walking distance to Busch. So trust me, I'm parking that bad boy tomorrow at about like noon. And from there on out, just exploring the space, man. Looking forward. I hadn't been to St. Louis since I was a kid. I'm not talking like teen, not even really preteen. Last time I went to a Cardinals game in that town, New Busch, as I call it, didn't even exist. I went to the old Busch Stadium, so I'm pretty amped up about this. And if everything goes to plan, I'm in the midst of a 3-stadium tour this summer. Nice. I already got to do Minute Maid, right?
Yep.
Did B2BS before the Strohs and the Red Sox. Cardinals v. Marlins tomorrow. And if it works out, the first Saturday in August, which I believe is the 3rd, making a beeline to Atlanta. I was supposed to get to SunTrust Park in Marietta last summer. It didn't work out. Won't go into reasons why on the show. This year, I feel pretty good about it. It's looking okay. I should be able to catch Braves v. Reds. And so three parks, two in the NL, one in the AL, within about 3.5 months. I'm pretty yoked about it.
Oh, you should be. You should be. I think that's just really awesome. And now it begs the question, Ben. I think we've probably talked about this before, but how many MLB stadiums have you been to in your life?
Oh, man. I went to the Astrodome before it closed, and I have been to Minute Maid.
Yeah.
I was at the old Turner Field pretty frequently when I was going to school in that area. I've been to the ballpark in Arlington. I've been to PNC Park in Pittsburgh. Shout out to Hunt Palmer, one of the world's greatest sports road trips. When Hunt and I flew to Pittsburgh, watched a Pirates-Reds game, gambled next to Mike Golick at Three Rivers Casino after the game, woke up in the morning, took an elevator ride down with Dusty Baker, and then went and covered Tyrann Mathieu and LSU at West Virginia. West bleeping Virginia in couch burning Morgantown.
Oh, God. I mean,
ultimate sports road trip. Only my duties as a sports writer kept me from joining all of the crazies in West Virginia because, look, they weren't crazy about football. They're just freaking crazy out there. And I had more teeth than, like, the first four people I saw combined when I got out of the car. But if they wanted to drink some beer, I'd have been down. I just, you know, I was working that night.
But yeah, it's just like amazing just to hear that story.
Awesome.
I think you mentioned Dusty Baker. I didn't know about the Mike Golick story. Gambling with him.
Yeah, there's more to that story, and it's not for air.
Oh,
so,
of course.
We had fun that night. And this is before Golick had slimmed down a little bit. You know, there was no Greenie around, so he didn't have to keep it PC, right? No mom and pop sports talk, just Golick.
It was unfiltered.
Doubling down, baby, at the blackjack table.
That's great.
That's a good time. It's a really good time. So, yeah, I think that just about rounds out my list. So I'm looking to get to some more parks. I actually walked through, I think it's called AT&T Park, when I was in San Francisco in January this year. So I've walked outside of that park. I actually did a lap around whatever it is. I don't think it's Petco anymore. I think it's Qualcomm, but whatever San Diego's was when I was there a couple days before San Fran. So, yeah, I've been around a number of those ballparks.
Just never in them.
Never in them. I walked around I think it was called the Jake back then when I was in Cleveland. So, yeah, I need to up my total, and so I'll do that starting tomorrow night. The only downshot of that story, no bumper-to-bumper sports, at least live at the Tap Room tomorrow. No bumper-to-bumper sports, at least live at Rufino's on the River on Friday, but you'll be in good hands. Best of B2BS, let's keep it 100 with each other. You've heard these interviews. You don't even have to choose. Just roll out the last ones. They're all great. Yeah, right. So best of Bumper to Bumper Sports coming at you 4 o'clock tomorrow and Friday. On the other side of this hour break, I think you're about to get the best of Five Guys Stories and Lies featuring Jamie Howard at some point between 6 and 8. So I will catch you officially Monday at 4. Yeah, no vacation in about 7 months. I'm going to dive right into the deep end. Wish me luck in St. Louis. Going to watch my guy Waino throw. Psyched about that. Enjoy the rest of your week and your weekend. Big night tomorrow for the Pels. I'll be back to recap it on a Monday. Our thanks to Mike Scarborough, Jalen Cook, LSU basketball commitment, and Danny Jones. You missed any or all those interviews. They're available now on demand at 1037thegame.com. Finally, shout out to double-digit callers today and the famous Clint D. My name is Ben Love. This has been Bumper to Bumper Sports on 103.7 The Game. Stay tuned. Great radio continues on Acadiana Sports Station.